All right, Rosh Hashanah, good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up Vav Amud Bey's last line. Tznan Hassel. We learned over there. Elu Dvarim She'en Lem Shir. These are the things for which there is no shir, for which there is no measurement. And those are on top of Zayin Amud Aleph. HaPeah. Supposed to remember again, Peah refers to a leaving over of the corner of the field. Rashi says, Lo Nitna Ba Torah Shir. The Torah did not give a shir for Peah. Af Api She'en LePeah Shir. Nasnu Bo Chachamim Shir. Achas Mishishim. So we'll say, even though there is no shear for Peah, the rabbis went ahead and said, you should leave at least 1/60th of your field. Okay. V'habikurim. We'll say, similarly, bikurim, first fruits. Rashi says, V'lakachta mereishis kol pri adama. V'lo ne'emar kam. The Torah tells me I have to take from the first fruits, but the Torah does not tell me how much. V'hara'ayon. And we'll say, now we are assuming ra'ayon, Rashi says, l'kaman mefarish. Ra'ayon means something with re'iyah. Something with re'iyah. Now we're going to see exactly what that means in just a little bit. V'gumilas chasodim and chesed, acts of charitable kindness, v'talmud Torah and learning. I'll just show you something interesting. If you look at Tosis, so Tosis says, gumilas chasodim b'Yerushalmi hadotema b'gufo ava b'mamono yesh lo shina. When we say that chesed doesn't have a limit, that is true with what? That is true with chesed, that your actions, right? Chesed you perform with your body. But obviously, chesed that you perform with your money does have a limit. One is not permitted to give away more than 1/5 of their money to tzedakah. Ubikr cholim de'ein lo shir, ki de'isa ben edarim, havi b'chlal gemilas chasadim. And I will say, ubikr cholim, which also has no shir, which the Gemara brings down, is under the umbrella of chesed, v'talmud Torah. And of course, again, Talmud Torah has no shir as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So obviously the reason why this is being brought down is the ra'ayon, right? Ultimately, again, the re'iyah doesn't have a shir. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kisvurin anu lomar ha'ra'ayon ein lo shir lamalo, aval yesh lo shir lamato. Now we would have thought that when we say that the ra'ayon re'iyah doesn't have a shir, it means what? Ein lo shir lamalo. The Rabbi say, you could bring as many olos re'iyah as you want. You could bring as many olos as Rashi brings. Ein lam shir shiyavi kama shiyirtza. Bring as many olos real that you want. However, again, yesh shir lamato, that there is a minimum. What's the minimum? So Rashi says over here, malamato yesh shir shalafachos mima akasef kimo sheshaninu v'hainu svurin the shir daraisu. So we'll say again, the minimum shir for riyah would ultimately be one ma'a of silver. Until Rabbi Oshia Brebi came along and said that the Re'iyah, which now we're assuming means the Olas Re'iyah, does not have a shear either upwards or downwards, meaning there's no maximum, there's no minimum. The Chachamim say, Hari'iyah ma'a kesef, v'hachagiga shtei kesef, but the Chachamim say, no, that the Re'iyah is a minimum of one ma'a of kesef, and the Chagiga is a minimum of shtei kesef. Now the Gemara asks, Ma ra'ayon? By the way, what does that word mean, ra'ayon? So we'll say, we know it means re'iyah, but remember again, what the Gemara is essentially asking is what? Re'iyah can mean one of two things. Re'iyah can mean olas re'iyah, the actual carbon, or re'iyah can mean re'iyas p'nei habayis. Re'iyah can mean actual, just going up to see the Beis HaMikdash, and obviously I will say, the meaning of that word has a profound impact on the Mishnah we quoted, because when the Mishnah says that the ra'ayon has no shear, what is the Mishnah saying? Is the Mishnah saying you could bring as many olos re'iyah as you want? Or is the Mishnah saying you could visit the Beis HaMikdash as often as you want? To which the Gemara says, my ra'ayon, Rabbi Yochanan says, re'iyas panim ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan says it means coming to see the Beis HaMikdash. You could come to see the Beis HaMikdash as many times as you want over Yantiv. Reish Lakish amar re'iyas panim pnim b'karban. Reish Lakish says, no, it means bringing in olas re'iyah, literally seeing the face of God or seeing the face of the Beis HaMikdash with your carbon. So what's the fundamental machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? So the Gemara says, Be'ikar haregel kule amalo plegi, d'ri'iyas pnim b'karban, d'ri'iyas panim b'karban. So we'll say, everyone agrees that what? Ikar haregel. So what's Ikar haregel? Ikar haregel is, if you look at Rashi, he's b'ikar haregel b'yom tov rishon. Yom tov rishon. Everyone agrees that when we speak about d'ri'iyah on Yom Tov itself, that means with a carbon. That means with a carbon. Ki pligi, when do they argue? B'shayimos ha-regel, on the rest of the days of Yantiv. Kol hecha da'asa, so they argue on the rest of the days of Yantiv. Kol hecha da'asa va'aisi, whenever you come to the Beis HaMikdash, if you were to bring a carbon, kol ama lo pligi de mekablinan minei. Everyone would agree that l'maisa, you'd be able to offer it. The asavalo icy. However, again, what happens if you came to the Beis Hamikdash and you did not bring with you an olas ri'iyah? So the Rabbi Yochanan sava ri'iyas pinim ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan holds that ri'iyah means, when we say ri'iyah, ra'ayon doesn't have a shear, that means coming to see the Beis Hamikdash, dechol imas da'asi lo tzarech la'asuye, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to bring a karban or an olas ri'iyah every single time you come to the Beis Hamikdash over Yontiv. Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says, ri'iyas pinim ba'karban. Reish Lakish says, no, over Yontiv, whenever you come to see the Beis Hamikdash, you have to come with an olas ri'iyah, dechol imas da'asi tzarech la'asuye, because whenever you come, you have to bring a karban with you. Reish Lakish raises a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll say again. So here's a fundamental machlokus in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In terms of, here's what we have. We have a Mishnah that tells us that Ra'ayon has no shear, has no upward limit. So Shaz, what does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan holds that means Ri'iyas Pnei Habayis, that you can go and you could see the Beis Hamikdash as many times as you want over the course of Yom Tov. And every time you do that, by the way, you get a mitzvah. Reish Lakish says, no, what it means is every single time you see the bayis, you have to bring an olas ri'iyah. So it says the Gemara the following, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish raises a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Reish Lakish says you need a karban, Rabbi Yochanan says you don't. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk says, V'lo yirau panai rekam. So Chlash Baruch Hu says, whenever you come up to the Beis Hamikdash, you shall not see my face empty-handed. Which indicates that what? That Lamaisa, you have to bring a karban every single time you see the Beis Hamikdash. So Rabbi says, so this seems to be approved through Reish Lakish, to which Rabbi Yochanan responds, Amalei be'ikr ha-regel. What is that pasuk talking about? That pasuk is talking about Yom Tov Rishon. That Yom Tov Rishon, if you go up to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to bring a karban. Eisvei. So we'll say again, Reish Lakish raises another kasha. V'lo yira'u panai reka. Again, he quotes the same pasuk. Torah says, you shall not see my face, God says, empty-handed. Bizvachim atomer. This is referring to what? To karbanos. So the Gemara says, bizvachim. Atomer bizvachim wa eino ela ba'ofos menachos. So Reish Lakish says, maybe you'll say that it doesn't mean karbanos, but rather maybe it means you could bring birds, or you could bring mincha, meal offerings. Vidinhu. We have a kavachomer. Remember, on Yom Tov, you have two karbanos. You have a karban chagiga and a karban re'iya. Karban chagiga, ultimately, again, is consumed by the owners, for the most part. And the re'iya is an ola for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on Yom Tov, we have two karbanos, a chagiga and a re'iya. So the Gemara says, ma chagiga ha'amur lehadjot zvachim. Just like the karban chagiga that is consumed by ordinary individuals, is a karban, is meat. So to again, the carbon re'iyah that is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has to be zvachim. Umahein zvachim. And what does it mean when we say that we offer up karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Olos. It has to be an ola. Ata omer olos o eino el shlamim. So you say it's olos, or maybe not, maybe it's shlamim. But also remember, shlamim is the carbon that ola is totally consumed on the Mizbeach versus shlamim. Versus shlamim, which is divided up among the owners, the kohanim, and part is burned on his back. V'dinhu ne'emra chagiga lehedyot, v'ne'emra re'iya legavoa. Be'yoyev kavachomer. Torah says that you go out and give a carbon chagiga lehedyot. Also means to a regular individual, meaning we eat the carbon chagiga, and it says re'iya legavoa for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma chagiga ha'amur lehedyot bera'oilo. Just like the chagiga that is consumed by the individual is ra'oilo, is what's fit for him. Af ri'iya ha'am, meaning we'll say that it's a shlamim, so that the owners could partake of it. Af ri'iya ha'amur legavoa bara'oilo. So too, again, the carbon ri'iya that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has to be bara'oilo. What's ra'oi for God? That's a carbon ola, a carbon that is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. V'chein bedin, and similarly, it's what's appropriate. Shlo yehe shulchan chamale v'shulchan rabcha rekam. And similarly, the shulchan, it shouldn't be that the table of your master is empty while your table is full. So we'll say, what's happening over here? This all was a kasha from Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. The point that Reish Lakish is making from this long braisa is what? Is that lamaisa v'lo yirau panai rekam obligates us to bring a karban. And what does karban mean? Karban means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ola. Reish Lakish is quoting this as a support to his position, namely, that Lamaisa, every single time you have Ri'iyas Pnei HaBayis, every single time you see the Beis HaMikdash, it must be accompanied by an Olas Ri'iyah. To which Rabbi Yochanan then responds, Amr Lei, Be'ikar haregel. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, I'm going to tell you the same thing I said to you before. Your whole proof is based on that phrase. Don't see my face, I'm the end to bring a karban. To which Rabbi Yochanan constantly responds, that pasuk is referring to what? The first day of Yom Tov. But it does not tell you what your obligation is or is not for the remainder of Yom Tov. Okay, so what's I say? Therefore, Reish Lakish has tried twice now to disprove to prove his point that you need a karban every single time you go up to the Beis HaMikdash to disprove Rabbi Yochanan, and he has failed so far twice. Eisve raises another kasha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalosh Regalim B'Shana, Shalosh Regalim B'Shana. Okay. So let's see one thing. Fine. Shalosh Regalim B'Shana, Nitztavu Yisrael La'alos B'Regel. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, three times a year, we were commanded to be Ola Regel. We're commanded to go up to Yerushalayim. When are they? B'Chag HaMatzos, U'B'Chag HaShavuos, U'B'Chag HaSukos. Ve'ein nir in chatzon. I will say, this is very interesting. But you cannot, ein nir in chatzon literally means what? But you cannot show up halfway. That's literally what it means. Ein nir in, you cannot be seen chatzon, halfway, or in half. What does that mean? Mishum shenemar, kol zichurcha. Because the pasuk says, all of your males. Ve'ein nir in reikonim. Similarly, we can't show up empty-handed. Mishum shenemar, ve'lo yeira'u panai reikam. Because the pasuk says, You shall not see my face empty-handed. So I'll say again, Reish Lakish is once again, you notice the pattern over here? Reish Lakish is constantly using the same pasuk. Yes. He's just quoting different brisos that quote that same pasuk. And Rabbi Yochanan keeps, so again, Reish Lakish quotes that piece. Oh, it says, v'lo inirin reikonim, don't show up empty-handed when you come to see God, because the pasuk says, v'lo yirup and I reikam. To which again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, I told you, Amrlei b'ikar haregel. I already told you again that pasuk is referring to what? That pasuk is referring to the ikar of the regel, i.e. Yom Tov Rishon, that you must bring a karban. So we'll say, we're going to come back, by the way, to the piece of chatzoin in just a little bit. Isve Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we'll say, now Rabbi Yochanan goes on the offensive. He raises a kasha to Reish Lakish. What does the pasuk say? Yera'eh, yir'eh. So also remember, we've had this drasha a number of times already. Yera'eh, yera'eh, yir'eh. Ma'ani b'chinam. Just ma'ani b'chinam. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, Rashi. Ma'ani b'chinam. Afatem b'chinam. Just like I see you, right? Just like I see you without b'chinam, literally for free. Afatem bechinam, so too you could come to see me for free as well. What does that mean, Abosai? That you need not bring an olas re'iyah every single time you come to the ola regel. So this is Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that you could have re'iyas p'nei habayis, you could come see the Beis HaMikdash without offering a karbon. So he's darshining yira'eh, yira'eh. We compare the way God sees us to the way that we see God. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us for free, so to speak, meaning without a karban, so too we're able to see God without a karban as well. You don't need an olas re'iyah every single time. Ella, kol hecha da'asa. So therefore, the Gemara says the following. So we're in a little bit of a deadlock. We're still stuck with this machlok, we've seen Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Ella, first wide line. Ella, kol hecha da'asa v'lo aisi. Kule amalo pligi da'ayel umischazi v'nafik. So here's what it comes down to. Everyone agrees that if you came to the Beis HaMikdash without a karban, kol hecha da'asa, you came v'lo aisi, but you did not bring a karban. D'chol amalo pligi da'ayel. Everyone agrees. Come in, see the Beis HaMikdash. Umischazi, literally see and be seen. V'nafik, and you leave. Ki pligi. So where does the machlokis come up? Da'asa v'aisi. Da'asa v'aisi. You know where the machlokis comes up? Where I was ola regel and I brought an olas ri'ah. Now what's the kasha? The kasha is like this. Let's say I came on Chol HaMoed. I came on Chol HaMoed, and so everyone agrees, if I came on Chol HaMoed and I didn't bring a karban, so what do I do? What do I do? Right? I look. Right? I come. I look at the Beis HaMikdash. I saw it, so to speak. Chash Baruch Hu saw me, Shalom Al Yisrael. The question comes up, let's say I came on Chol HaMoed and I brought with me an olas ri'ah. I brought with me an olas ri'ah. Can that olas ri'ah be offered or not? Rabbi Yochanan says, Ri'yas Pnim Ba'azara. Ri'yas Pnim Ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabosai that when the Mishnah before, the Mishnah that we quoted from Peah, that said one of the things that Ein Lahem Shir, that doesn't have a limit, is Ra'ayon. Rabbi Yochanan holds what that refers to is what? Is the actual seeing of the Beis HaMikdash. Ri'yas Pnim Ba'azara. Ri'yas Pnimu De'ein Lo Shir. It's only the actual seeing of the Beis HaMikdash that doesn't have a Shir. Hal Karban Yesh Lo Shir. But we'll say the Karban does have a Shir, which means what? Once you have offered your Olas Riyah, because remember, the case I'm talking about, we're showing up on Chalamayit, and you've offered, and you want to bring an Olas Riyah, is what kind of case? I've already offered an Olas Riyah on the first day. I've already offered Olas Riyah on the first day, and I loved it so much, it was such an incredible experience, that what I want to offer another Olas Riyah in Chalamayit. So the question is, can I do that? Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha l'maaseh, the only thing that doesn't have a shir is what? Is that your Ri'yas Pnei Abayis. I could ascend to the Beis HaMikdash as many times as I want. But for the carbon, there is a cap on the carbon. There is one olas ri'iyah per customer. Hala carbon yesh l'shir. V'yishlagisham, v'yishlagis says, no, Ri'yas Pnei B'Karbon. Da'afilu b'karbon ein lo shir. And the Shlakish on the other hand knows, says that when we say that ra'ayon, that the ri'iyah has no shir, that's not talking about seeing the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, the seeing of the Beis HaMikdash has no shir. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is what Rabbi Osai? I could bring as many olos ri'iyah as I want. There is no cap on the number of olos ri'iyah. Da'afilu karbon nami ein lo shir. Esvei. Gemara raises the cash. So now what we've done is we have further defined the machlokis a little bit. Everyone agrees. No one is going to disagree that you could come and see the Beis HaMikdash as many times as you want. The shaila is, are you permitted to bring a second and on olas ri'iyah? Everyone agrees you have to bring one olas ri'iyah. There obviously is an obligation to bring an olas ri'iyah. The shaila is, can I bring additional olos ri'iyah? Olos Ri'iyah, to which Rabbi Yochanan says no, because when you say that Ra'ayon Ein Lo Shir, that's only for Ri'as Pnei Abayis. Reish Lakish says yes, to which the Gemara says Eisei. The Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Mishlei: Hokar Raglocha Mi Beis Re'echa Pen Yispa'acho Senecha. So we'll say literally Hokar Raglocha Mi Beis Re'echa means make your foot scarce. Make your foot scarce in the house of your friend. So I'll say what the Gemara seems to feel that is a reference to look at Rashi, mi beis re'echa, mi beis ohavecha, from the house of the one you love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shekari yisrael re'im, shene'emar achai re'ev. So I'll say what the pasuk seems to be saying, something very interesting, which is that a person shouldn't be in the Beis HaMikdash too often. Which is interesting because Rabbi Yochanan just said before that what? That you could be in the Beis HaMikdash as often as you want. To which the Gemara says something very interesting. No. Hasam bechataos va'ashamos. Rabbi Yochanan, what is he referring to over there? Don't show up too often to offer up, right, your third one, right? Don't show up to offer chataos and ashamos, which are sin offerings. Make sure that I only see you very infrequently for a chataos va'asham. Because sin offerings, Rabbi Levi contrasts two psukim. On one hand, it says, on one hand, it says, make your foot scarce, meaning don't come too often to the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv avo beisecha ba'olos, and yet the pasuk says, in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, I will come to your home with olos, with burnt offerings. Lokasha. What pasuk seems to say, decrease or limit your visits to the Beis HaMikdash? The other pasuk says, seems to indicate, increase your visits to the Beis HaMikdash. So which one is it? Lokasha. Kan bechataos va'ashamos. Kan ba'olos ushlamim. Right? One is talking about the chatas and asham, and one is talking about olos. So we'll say, again, if you're bringing a sin offering, God says, I really would rather not see you. I would rather not see you. Please limit the times you have to come here because of sin offerings. But for other kabanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to see us. Tain HaMelechi Brisa that supports this. Make your foot scarce from the house of your beloved, from the Beis HaMikdash. That pasuk is talking about sin offerings. You say it's chatas and asher, but maybe it also means that you should make your foot scarce by what? By other karbanos as well. Kishu omer avo beisecha ba'olos. The pasuk says, I will come to your home with olos. Ashalim lecha nidarai, I will fulfill my vows for you. Hare olos ushlamim amar. That's referring to olos and shlamim. Hama ani mekayim hokar aglecha mebeis re'echa. So therefore, what does it mean when the pasuk says, make your foot scarce from the house of your beloved? Bechatos va'ashamos hakasav medaber. The pasuk is coming to teach us with the chatras and ashes. So Rabbi say what comes out is the following. So a number of very interesting things come out here. Halacha l'maisa. First of all, let's work a little bit backwards. So first, well, actually no, let's work forwards. No, let's work backwards. So the Gemara says like this. So first of all, there is the idea that one should go ahead and see the Beis Hamikdash as often as possible. I have what do you do with the fact that you have a pasuk from Mishlei? It seems to indicate that you should limit your visits to the Beis Hamikdash. Very simple. If I'm coming to offer sin offerings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to me, please, I love you, but I'd rather not see you under these circumstances. So please try to make your foot a little bit more scarce. Come here a little bit less frequently with your sin offerings. But for other karbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than happy to have us come and offer as often as possible. Number one. Number two, the Mishnah in Peah says, HaRa'ayon Ein Lo Shir, that again, Re'iyah has no shir, has no limit. What does that mean? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says it means what? That l'mais you could come and see the Beis HaMikdash as many times as you want over Yom Tiv, but again, you are capped at one Olas Re'iyah per customer. Reish Lakish says it means you could come and offer as many Olos Re'iyah as you want over the Yom Tov. Everyone agrees that what? That if you show up, meaning even Reish Lakish, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, agrees that of course there is no limit on how many times you could see the Beis HaMikdash. The fundamental machlokes is, can you offer more than one Olas Re'iyah? Rabbi Yochanan says one Olas Re'iyah per customer. Reish Lakish says as many Olos Re'iyah as you want over the Yom Tov. And to take it a step further, Reish Lakish would actually say that Lamaisa, every single time you have Riyas Pnei Abayis, every time you see the Beis HaMikdash, you should bring with you an Olas Re'iyah. If you didn't bring an Olas Re'iyah, Reish Lakish says you're still Yotze, but again, you have Riyas Pnei Abayis, but you should bring an Ola every time. How do we paskin? The Rambam paskin is like Reish Lakish. Namely, that you could bring an Olas, there's not an obligation, but you could bring an Olas, so again, you're only chayiv in what? You're only chayiv in one Olas Re'iyah. Only chayiv once. But, and again, I want to be clear, even Reish Lakish agrees that you're only chayiv once. Let me clarify this point. Everyone agrees that the Ikra obligation is one Olas Re'iyah. The Shaila is what? Can I bring supplemental Olos Re'iyah? Because you say, oh, Ra'ayon Ein Lashir. So again, Reish Lakish says you can bring as many Olos Re'iyah as you want. And that is in fact how the Rambam paskins Halacha L'maisa, like Reish Lakish, that over the course of Yom Tov, although you're only obligated in one Olas Re'iyah, you can bring as many Olos Re'iyah as you want over your multiple visits to the Beis HaMikdash over Yom Tov. Voluntary. Correct. Oh, we're going to get to that. The assumption is that you're bringing the first Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov Rishon, but we're going to challenge that shortly.
So, even according to the view that Yesh L'Shir, Shir we usually look at as a minimum, not a maximum. Is it Baltosif? Is that the issue?
Yeah, correct. Correct. Rabbi Yochanan will say it's Baltosif. Thank you. I should have actually said that straight out. I don't think Rashi uses that Lashon of Baltosif here, but that's definitely what's at play. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds that, correct. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Lamaisa, anything more than one Olas Re'iyah is Baltosif. Says, meaning that again, remember the Torah commands us that we're not supposed to add on or detract from mitzvos. Rabbi Yochanan says the obligation of Olas Re'iyah is one carbon, adding on more is adding on to the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Ve'inir l'chatzon. Remember again, we'll say, now the Gemara is quoting a section from the Braisa we quoted earlier. The Braisa said before, if you remember, where was that? Shalosh regalim hashan istavisol ba right chagus ve'inir chatzoin right you can't show up halfway mishum shene emar kol zechurcha because the pasuk says all of the male members so it says the gemara last two lines on Zayin Amud Aleph ve'inir chatzoin so Rav Yosef lemeimar right after the two dots Rav Yosef wanted to say what does this mean you can't show up halfway man di isli asara banim that if someone has 10 sons. Lo lisku ha'idna chamisha ulemachar chamisha. They will say, what does it mean you can't show up chatzon? That you shouldn't take 5 of your sons on the first day of Yom Tov and 5 of your sons on the second day of Yom Tov. Look at Rashi, last Rashi on the page. Savra of Yosef lemeimar, di'ilav hachi mai einir in chatzon di'alef mi b'chol zechorcha, ishalo yu chatzon olim mi zechorcha, nafka shari kol zechorcha b'chol zechorcha. So Yosef literally says, you know what it means? When you ascend to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to go with all of the male members of your family. So if you have 10 sons, you shouldn't take 5 of them on one day and 5 of them on the second day. So the Gemara says, Amar Leih, Abaye says, that's strange. Pshita, that's kind of obvious that you have to take all of your kids at once. Hey minayhu, so Gemara says, hey minayhu mashis l'poshim, v'hey minayhu mashis l'huz reason. Because I will say, what's the problem? The problem is, I will say, remember, everyone has an obligation of aliyah l'regel on the first day of Yontif. So now you're gonna choose some of your sons to be in performance of the mitzvah, or to perform the mitzvah, and some of your sons to be in violation of the mitzvah, meaning the kids, the sons you leave behind, ultimately, again, will not fulfill the mitzvah. So why would you have half of your children fulfill the mitzvah? Half of your children not fulfill the mitzvah. Look at Rashi. Amrli Abaye, Hai nami lo tibay l'chokra. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I have to take all of my kids with me. Debalav kra nami pshita me'achar shechayiv eskulon. Since all of them are obligated in aliyah l'regel, ani yedano dechol echad tzarech lezariz es atzmo. Dehech yomer ha'av le'elu havuz reason, or le'elu havu atzelen. This is also an amazing statement in Rashi, an amazing parenting idea as well. That Lamaisa, obviously Abaye says, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that I have to bring all of my kids up. All of my kids are obligated. And how could a father say to some of his kids, you have to be zaris, you have to be conscientious, but you don't have to be so conscientious. Well, it's an incredible yisod in parenting as well. Right? Every child is different. And obviously, again, our expectations of our children are different. But a parent does have to make sure to apply some basic uniform standard to their children, because at the end of the day, if Lamaisa, this child feels that the other one is getting special treatment, or this, obviously it could create animosity within the household. So you can imagine again, if I was, you guys, you five could sleep in today, you five get up early, we're going to Yerushalayim. So how could you say such a thing like that? So the Gemara says, hey, I'm sorry, Ella, kra lemayasa. So we'll say again, so therefore, what does the pasuk come to teach us? Remember again, when we say pasuk, because remembering in how the braisa was structured, the braisa says that you can't show up to the Beis HaMikdash chatzon only half, because the pasuk says kol zuchurcha. So therefore, again, the havamina was that if somebody had 10 sons, you can't say 5 come on day 1, 5 come on day 2. Kol zuchurcha means all 10 sons have to come up at once, which the Gemara says, that's obvious. I don't need a pasuk for that. In that case, what does the pasuk of kol zuchurcha come to teach us? We saw this before. L'may asa l'chida achirim. It comes to teach us the ruling of the achirim. This sign, because we learned in a braisa, achirim omrim, the achirim say, hamekamet. So, remember this? Hamekamet, that's the guy who scoops up dog excrement with his hands. Remember, he's a tanner. They used to smear the dog excrement on the hide. I guess that apparently would make the hide softer at first. Simamish, he lifts it up with his hands. V'amitzayif nechoshes, or one who smelts copper, v'aborsi, and a tanner, piturim in ariya. All of these people are potter from Riyah. They are potter from ascending to Yerushalayim. So let's remember, we qualified this earlier to say, what is this talking about? This is talking about a case where the odor became so intense that it literally permeated their body, that they stink. They smell. So because of that, they are potter from Riyah. Where do we get this? From Shinam. And I will say, this is very interesting, because where do we ever see that someone's body odor so would prevent them, would exempt them from being out l'regel? To which the Gemara says something very interesting. Shneimar kol zechurcha, because the pasuk when it describes the ascension to Yerushalayim says shalosh pam bashana yira'eh kol zechurchas pnei Hashem alokecha, that when you go up 3 times a year to Beis Hamikdash, it has to be a state of kol zechurcha. Everyone together. Misha yachal lalos im kol zechurcha. So who else? Who is obligated in Riyah? Only who? Only the individual who is capable of ascending with everyone else. Yatsu eile shein yacholim lalos im kol zechurcha. This comes to exclude whom? He who cannot go ahead and ascend with everyone else. Why can't he ascend with everyone else? Literally because people can't be around him because of his smell. So also we saw earlier, obviously this is only limited to his, it's not to somebody whose clothing smells, because if your clothing smells, change your clothing. This is to someone mamish, unfortunately, who has such a terrible odor that it's literally permeated their body, they can't get rid of it. Such an individual like that is exempt. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, kol zechurcha, that anyone ultimately, again, who's not able to be part of the collective, ultimately is exempt from aliyah l'regel. I'm sorry?
What does Einir and Lechatzar mean according to this?
So according to this, you should have to say is the following here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, he says, I should have read it. V'hainu nami, Einir and Lechatzar dami. Now, so Rashi has here. So, okay, that's a very nice drasha. But Rabbi says, remember, so that tells me what Kol Zechurcha means. What about Einir Lechatzar? What does that mean? He says, D'mi she'eno ro'i la'alos ele bechabura mu'etes, kegon elu she'yasu chabur la'atzman, kach nirabena. So let's listen. Rashi is a very interesting drasha. So Einir Lechatzar as well says, so what can you do? Look, so you can imagine these guys. Let's say the dog excrement hand collectors. That didn't make sense. I don't know. Whatever the name for the group is. The scooper, right? Okay, good. I'll leave it to your imagination. You know, scooper. So the guys who are collecting it. So what I was saying, so you might see like this. So you know what? No one else could travel with them because Pashat, they stink. So I have a great idea. Let them form their own chabura. Right? They can make t-shirts. Right? Let them make their own chabura. And they'll go up together like that. That's what the Braisa says. Einirin lechatzoin. You can't form a subgroup of people who have become a subgroup because they are unable to be part of the collective, right? So that's Einir Lechatzon. So meaning, if you can't go ahead and be part of Kol Zechurcha, even if you could form your own subgroup, you are still part of from Re'iya. Why? Einir Lechatzon. Because again, when it comes to the Re'iya, you cannot come in pieces or in parts. That's how Rashi understands it. I'm sorry? No breakaways. Correct. So Rashi then quotes his Chaveim. We'll give a different pshat, but we'll just stay with that first one. Says the Mishnah. We'll say Olos b'moid, Baos minachonos. That's a very interesting discussion as well. Olos on Yom Tov. Olos b'moid. Olos on Yom Tov. Baos minachulin. Have to come, we'll say, from unconsecrated property. Now, understand what the theme of this Mishnah is the following. That Lamaisa, when you bring an obligatory carbon, that obligatory carbon cannot come from already consecrated monies. That obligatory carbon must come from unconsecrated monies. But we'll see that discretional carbonos, right? Carbonos that you bring at your own discretion, optional carbonos, those could come even from consecrated monies. So olos b'moy, so Rabbi said, when you have an ola on Yom Tov, which again refers to, we're assuming right now, the olas re'ya. So the olas re'ya has to come from chulin, has to come from unconsecrated monies, because the olas re'ya is an obligatory carbon. V'ashlamim min ha'maiser. But Rabbi said, shlamim, Rabbi said, what does shlamim refer to? Shlamim will see our shalmi simcha. Shalmi simcha are carbonos you bring on Chol HaMoed in order for you to have meat. So shlamim could come even from maiser. Now I will say, what does maiser mean? Maiser in this context means maiser sheni. Remember, maiser sheni is the tithe that you have to take, but you're permitted to go ahead and it's yours, but you have to eat in your time. So what often happened with maiser sheni? People would convert the produce into cash, take the cash to Yerushalayim, and buy food in Yerushalayim. So you could use your maiser sheni money to purchase shalmei simcha, to purchase shlamim for meat on Chol HaMoed. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. For the Yom Tov Rishon Pesach, Beshamai says, Minachulin. You know, we'll say, literally, the shlamim that you go ahead, the shlamim that you all will see actually in what Karban is referring to, but the shlamim that you buy on the Yom Tov, first Yom Tov Pesach, Beshamai says, could come from Chulin. Silo says, no, it could even come from Meister Sheni. So Meister Behema, so you will see. There's a mitzvah of samachta bechagecha. Samachta bechagecha means you have to rejoice on Yom Tov. How do you rejoice on Yom Tov? With meat. So Yisraelim could fulfill their obligation of meat through meat that they eat from nedarim, nedavas, vow offerings, gift offerings, ma'aser behema. We'll see also what the case of ma'aser behema is. Vakohanim, and the Kohanim satisfy their obligation of meat how? Bechatos va'ashamos, chatos and Hashem sin offerings. Bibachar behema offerings, chazeh v'shok, the chest and the thigh of the animal. So we'll say, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is that the goal of Yom Tov is to have meat. So you don't have to offer a special carbon in order to have meat. If you already have meat because of other carbonos of which you are partaking of, that satisfies your obligation for Yom Tov. However, what can you not satisfy your obligation of Simchas Yom Tov? Rabbi say, very important. You can't satisfy it with birds, chicken, right? Chicken or other birds, chicken doesn't work. Or menachos, or ultimately, again, meal offerings. So we'll say Simchas Yom Tov is only accomplished with meat, and is not accomplished, again, with oaf, with birds, or with bread. Says the Gemara, Ela olos b'moitu, Debalas Menachul. And now we can infer from the Mishnah that it's only the Olos, it's only the Ola. If you were to offer, let's say, an Olas Riyah on Chalamayid, that would come from Chulin. Ha B'yom Tov Min HaMaiser. But again, yet, on Yom Tov, it could come from Maiser Sheni. To which the Gemara says, Amai, Dover Shebechovi. Rabbi says, again, we're assuming now we're talking about an Olas Riyah. And the Mishnah said, if you bring your Olas Riyah on Chalamayid, that it has to come from Chulin, has to come from unconsecrated property, which seems to indicate that if you brought it on Yom Tov, you'd have to what? You could bring it even from Maiser Sheni. So how could that be? The Olas Riyah is a Dover Shebechovi. It's an obligatory offering. They call Dover Shebechovi in Oba Elamina Chulin. Rabbi says, as I mentioned before, whenever you bring an obligatory offerings must come from unconsecrated monies. So how could we infer from the Mishnah that you could bring an Olas Riyah on Yom Tov from Maaser Sheni money? V'chi teima ha'kamash malan do olas b'moed ba'os b'yom tov enan ba'os. So maybe you'll say what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is what, and this goes to Sa'id's point before, that maybe the Mishnah is coming to teach us that Rabbosai an olas ri'iyah is only offered on chalamoid and is not offered up on yom tov. Ki beis shamay, that would be like the ruling of beis shamay, because what does beis shamay say? Disnan, beis shamay omrim mevi'in shlamim ve'in somchin aleihen, because beis shamay say that what? Rabbosai, on yom tov, you're allowed to bring shlamim, but you don't do smicha, avalo olos, but you can't bring in olos. And I will say, what's Beis Shammai's logic? Beis Shammai's logic is like this. According to Beis Shammai, you could only bring on Yom Tov a carbon from which you can benefit from. You could benefit from the shlamim. Why? Because you get meat from the shlamim, but you don't do smicha. Why don't you do smicha? Because the act of smicha is resting, putting your weight on the animal. That's called ishtamshus. That's usage of an animal on Yom Tov, which is asr min d'rabbanon. So Beis Shammai holds that a shvus, an isr d'rabbanon, still applies in the Beis HaMikdash. So Beis Shammai would not allow you to offer up an ola. On Yom Tov itself. On the other hand, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say no. Mevi'in shlamim va'olos. Beis Hillel says no. You're permitted on Yom Tov to bring both shlamim as well as olos. V'somchin aleihen, and you are permitted to go out and do smicha. So both sides, the Gemara is suggesting maybe the Mishnah is actually coming to teach me. So maybe when the Mishnah says that you could go ahead and you could when you bring an ola on chalamoid, it has to come in. Achulin has to come from unconsecrated money. What the Mishnah is going to teach me is what? That the halacha follows Beis Shammai, namely that what? That you can't bring an ola on Yom Tov and only could only be brought on chalamoid. To which the Gemara says, no, chisrei maaser v'achi katanim. In reality, there's a piece missing from the Mishnah, and here's how the Mishnah is supposed to read. Olos nedarim unedavos b'moed bos. So we'll say, if you're going to offer up an ola offering, and it's an ola offering for a neder or a nedava, which I will say are discretionary karbanos, so those are brought b'moed. B'yom tov einon bos, but they cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Because we'll say again, everyone agrees that what? That l'maisa, you cannot offer up nedarim and nedavos on Yom Tov. Why not? Because on Yom Tov, the only thing you're allowed to bring are what? Are obligatory karbanos. Obligatory, but you can't bring discretionary karbanos on Yom Tov. So again, you want to bring your nedarim and nedavos, you can do that on Chalamayid, but you can't do it on Yom Tov itself. Right? So I'm sorry. Olos nedarim and nedavos b'moed bos. B'yom tov ein abos. They can be offered on a chalamayid, but they can't be offered on Yom Tov. The olas ri'iyah, ba'a afilu b'yom tov. So we'll say olas ri'iyah can be offered even on Yom Tov. Like who? Like Beis Hillel. We pass like Beis Hillel that you could bring an ola on Yom Tov as long as what? As long as it is an obligatory ola. Ukish hiba, and when you bring your olas ri'iyah, just know, ein ba'a ela min achulin. I will say again, an obligatory carbon like an olas ri'iyah could only come from unconsecrated monies. Well, so in other words, you can't use consecrated monies to go ahead and satisfy an obligation upon yourself. So an olas ri'iyah must come from unconsecrated monies. Correct, because it's discretionary. So ain't about elam inachulin. V'shami simcha. So far I can remember. So just keep track of our halachas now. And this is our halacha l'maisa. Number one, you can't bring discretionary karbanos on Yom Tov, only on chalamoid. Number two, you can bring an olas ri'iyah even on Yom Tov because you pass like Beis Hillel. An olas ri'iyah can only come from what? Unconsecrated monies. V'shamei simcha. However, I will say shamei simcha. What are shamei simcha? Shamei simcha are the karbanos you bring in order that you should have meat over Yom Tov. V'samachta v'chagecha. Ba'in af min ha'maiser. Those could come from what, Rabbi Osai? Even from what? Maiser sheni money. Why? Because shamei simcha are not obligatory karbanos. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because if you have meat from elsewhere, right? If you have meat from elsewhere, then are you obligated to bring a shalmei simcha? No. And any time you're not obligated to bring a karbon, you could use meiser sheni money to purchase those karbonos. V'chagigas yom tov arishon shal Pesach, and the chagigo that you bring on the first day of Pesach, the chagigo you bring on the first day of Pesach. So Rashi points out over here, v'chagigas yom tov arishon, shuvadai davar shebechova, afilu yesh lo basar, b'dil afilin likamar dechagosim. So we'll say, again, the chagigo that you bring on the first day of Pesach is an obligatory karbon. Be'shame omrim minachulin. Beis Shammai says you could, and we'll talk about that carbon just a little bit. Beis Shammai says you could give it, you could offer it. I'm sorry, you can only bring it from unconsecrated monies. Beis Shammai says mina meiser. Beis Shammai says it could even come from meiser sheni. Tanya mihalki of brisa that supports this. Olos, so we'll say this brisa just restates what we just said before. Olos nedarim nedavos b'moed baos b'yom tov inan baos reinforces point number one. I will say if you are going to bring voluntary or gift offerings, even if they're olos, they can only be brought on chol hamoed. They may not be brought on yom tov itself because they are discretionary karbanos. Olas ri'ya, so your olas ri'ya, which is an obligatory karban, ba'a afilo b'yom tov, can even be brought when? Can even be brought on yom tov itself. Ukeshi ba'a, however, again, when you bring your olas ri'ya, eino ba'a ela min achulin. It can only be brought from unconsecrated monies. V'shalmei simcha, however, again, the shlom that you bring over the course of chol hamoed in order that you should have meat, ba'in af min ha-meiser. Those can even be brought from meiser sheni money since they are not obligatory karbanos. The chagigas yom tov rishon shal Pesach. And what about the karban chagiga that is brought on the first day of Pesach? Be'shami or be'shami se min achulim u be'silo omer min ha-meiser. Be'shami says that it must come from unconsecrated monies, and be'silo says it can even come from meiser sheni money. All right, well, so we'll stop over here for today with Maishna Chagigas Yom Tov. So just understand, we've ended here at a good place because we've established certain things as being absolute truths. Number one, again, we've established, we pass like Beis Hillel, that Olas Riya is brought on the first day of Yom Tov, and Olas Riya is brought min Achulin. We'll say the klal is any obligatory offering must be brought from unconsecrated funds. Just so you should know, this has a contemporary application. It does have a contemporary application that if you have meister money that is separated, you may not use meister money to satisfy obligations. So, for example, if you have meister money, you can't use your meister money to go ahead and purchase your lulav and esrog, to purchase a pair of tefillin, because those are obligations that are upon you, and you may not use consecrated funds to satisfy existing obligations. It's an interesting discussion. Can I use my meister money to go out and pay tuition? So according to most opinions, the answer to that is no, because the meister, again, the obligation to provide Jewish education for my child is a chiyuv that I have. Other poskim say yes, because again, the truth is, they say yes for much more complicated discussions. But yet, let's say I can go ahead and use my Meiser money to pay someone else's yeshiva tuition, because Lameisa, again, to pay someone else's obligation is not upon me. So we'll see, actually, this discussion actually has other halakhic ramifications, which Lameisa Hashem continue with tomorrow.